How would you like to be able to create your own robot? In Uganda, school pupils and university students are being given the materials and support they need to create simple robotic machines as a way of encouraging hands-on skills. Solomon King founded Fundibots 7 years ago. Your Global News podcast fun fact of the day is that Fundi means craftsman in Swahili. Fundibots now works with 60 schools and over 3,000 students. Alan Kasuja went to visit Solomon and some of the young people he's working with at their robotic workshop in the Ugandan capital, Kampala.
So this in particular is a type of robot. It's like the next version of the robot that we are building to help kids, especially the younger kids. And so it's a nice little two-wheeled robot that is very easy to build and assemble.
And it just looks like a toy I would make, or a toy I used to make when I was a kid.
So the thing about children in Africa is that many of them are actually building their own gadgets, you know. Many of them don't have access to the kind of resources that, you know, expensive toys require. And so many of us who grew up like in the 80s and 90s, we had to build our own toys. But now we're in a place where we can automate those toys. And this was part of, you know, the dream that I had as a child, that what if this little thing I was building could actually move.
Obstacle detected within 1 meter. All systems optimal. Initiating collision avoidance. Please stand by.
Once a child has built their robot, they're no longer interested in the robot. They're saying, oh, I can actually make something react to light. I can make it react to sound.
So they go for more complex things.
Yes, they go for more complex things, but they also go for solving solutions within their communities, just like the students behind us are doing.
Thank you. Goodbye. Thank you.
Solomon, so you go to a lot of schools to try to get them to warm up to this idea of learning. What sort of response do you get?
The biggest response really is a sort of apathy.
Apathy.
Because many schools are very focused on helping students pass examinations, and it's less about the actual knowledge. Ultimately, education is not about passing tests. Yeah, it's not about a certain grade. It's about knowledge. It's about knowledge and how you apply that knowledge to your daily life. But also in the Ugandan context and in a lot of African countries, our context is that we are teaching less and less practical science in the classroom.
If I came back from work one day and I found that my son had opened up my radio and fiddled with it, should I be annoyed?
Yes, because it's an expensive radio. But ultimately, I think that it's something that you should encourage in a more creative way, because this is someone who's trying to understand the world around them. I think, and this is from a point of ignorance because I'm not a parent, but I think the mistake that many parents make is that they make decisions for their children. My personal philosophy is let the child explore as much as possible and see where their interests are and then nurture those interests.
Yeah, you're clearly not a parent.